It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about don't lower your standards for anyone or anything. And I'm going to give you some reasons not to do this. Number one, you've worked really hard on yourself. You know, we may go to the gym and work on our externals, our muscles, and develop our strengths, our physical stamina and strength. Most of us have been doing that internally for a long time. We have had performance reviews where we've had to look at our strengths, our weaknesses, and we've had to come out the other side and do a plan of how we're going to improve or how we're going to maintain the strengths that we have and be visible to more people, assume leadership responsibilities. We've done a lot of good work on ourselves, and we're not in the habit of lowering our standards for anyone or anything. Number two, when you lower your standards, what happens is you chip away at the fabric of who you are. You start doubting yourself. You start looking at the negative rather than the positive. You start lowering your integrity, your worth, your value. And we don't want to do that. We don't have to buy in to other people's opinion of who we are. We're not lowering our standards for anyone. Number three, don't buy into someone else's baggage. When people are criticizing you, when they're finding fault with you, when they're gaslighting you and saying something negative so that you'll buy into it, you'll lower your opinion of yourself, your standards of other people, your standards of yourself. It's their stuff that they're putting on you. It's their insecurities. Most likely, it has nothing to do with you. So don't lower your standards for anyone or anything. Number four, know that if you are going to separate from those people where you feel you've lowered who you are and your strength and your integrity and your self-understanding of the wholeness of the world, then you must realize that when one door closes and you let those people go, a better door will open for you. So in letting some people go, there may be some fear attached. You might have known these people for a long amount of time. You might start wondering, what is my life going to be like without them? Well, if they are making you compromise who you are and lower your standards, you don't need them. Trust that something better will be coming to you. You know, often these people who are compromising us and we're buying in to what they're saying and therefore lowering our standards are only reflecting times that we haven't felt great about ourselves. It could be back to something in your childhood. It could be the way a previous boss treated you, or your current boss, or a teacher, or a parent, someone who didn't have a good feeling about themselves. So the best thing they did for themselves wasn't very good for you because they put it on you. They were afraid to face their own demons. So instead, they put it on you. And we are not going to lower our standards and accept any of that. Also, it's very important not to lower your standards because you want to set an example for women around you to do the same, for your daughters, for your sisters, for your friends. When we take a stand in a positive direction and hold to our integrity, hold to our value, hold to our self-worth, we are not only helping ourselves, but we're helping every other sister that's looking at us as an example. And we're saying to them, if we can do it, you can do it too. So let's review why we never lower our standards for anyone or anything. Number one, you've worked really hard on yourself. Own all that work. Know that your integrity, your value, your worth is solid. No one can take it away from you. Number two, when you lower your standards, you chip away at your fiber of who you are, who you really are. And right now, the world needs every bit of your resourcefulness. We need more people stepping up. We need more leaders. Right where you are, you can make a difference. You can set an example. So don't let anyone or anything lower your standards and chip away at what's so vital right now. Number three, don't take on someone else's baggage. If someone is putting blame on you, if someone is trying to gaslight you, if someone doesn't have their act together, don't pull yourself down to be on their level. You don't need them. There are plenty of people who will shine as you shine and won't be threatened by your light. Know this, number four, when one door closes, a better door opens. So yes, you may let go of some people. You may let go of some of the people you have hung out with for a long time. But they don't make you who you are. You have a strength, a vitality, an integrity about you that nobody can take away. Don't let the messages of the past haunt you. You have worked hard on yourself. The old messages may be a small part of you, but they're not all of you. And when we come from a spirit of service to have impact and help other people, which is so sorely needed in the world right now, we raise other people's standards. We don't lower them. We pull them up and we step out in a new, more impactful way.